listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
It's almost the new year here at Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio. We're encouraging everyone to make some New Year's resolutions. How about following through on your long-standing promise to become a patron of Hello from the Magic Tavern's Patreon? You can get some great bonus content and benefits by going to patreon.com/magictavern right now. I'll tell you all about the perks you get after the show, but first, don't you want to hear Bootleg Craig's resolution? I know I do. I've decided to downsize, relieve myself of some burdens, and simplify. That's why instead of an episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern, today I'm pirating a smaller episode from behind the paywall. It's called Hello from the Teeny Tavern, starring everyone's favorite mouse with human strength, Momo the Mouse. It's gonna be a ton of fun in a tiny package, oh yeah.
From the Teeny Tavern, a sometimes released podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Momo the Mouse with human strength. If you've never listened to the show, here's everything you need to know. 10 years ago, my coworker, Arnie, fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. Luckily, he's still getting a Wi-Fi signal, so I can record this podcast in a little hole in the wall next to the table where Magic Tavern usually records. You know what this means? I successfully wore him down until he said, fine, whatever, and let me do my own podcast that is a celebration of all things teeny tiny. I pushed him a little too far, and he took a week off, so it has been 1 week since I have seen Arnie. I think he's upset with me, but I'll deal with that later. The first thing I want to do is introduce my co-host that might sound a little familiar to you. Chunk Baby, show him who's boss.
Oh, yeah, tiny babies.
Now, Chunt, you're used to being a badger a lot of the times.
Oh, most
you're a shapeshifter.
Of the time. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which we often forget because... we draw you as badgers. We imagine you as badgers.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, but I very much appreciate just right up top that you signify that I am a shapeshifter. A lot of my coworkers don't tend to do that, so thank you, Momo.
Oh, yeah, of course, you're a shapeshifter. Now, tell everybody, you decided to be a little festive today and shapeshift to something kind of teeny tiny in honor of Hello from the Teeny Tavern. What are you today, buddy?
That's right, Momo. For today and today only, I have shapeshifted into a hand. It is a sort of a badger hand, I guess. It is covered in black and white fur. But I'm walking around on two of my fingers. I'm using two other fingers as my arms, and then the thumb is my head.
And, Chunt, as a logistics queen who sort of needs to get to the bottom of things, you shapeshift after you've had sex with whatever... that is, right?
That used to be the case, and then it was retconned to where I can shapeshift at will.
Okay, great. But if you wanted to be honest, right now...
Yeah. I masturbated.
Okay. And that's fine. That's what Teeny Tavern's all about. Chunt masturbated. He forgot. Well, first of all, I think he probably forgot we were doing this today, based on how disheveled he looks. Teeth are brushed, morning hair. He forgot he had this. He was masturbating. I went, Chunt, you ready? And then this is what we ended up with. Thank God it's something small, though, Chun, right?
Yes. Thankfully, I was able to fit inside the hole in the wall in which we're recording. And I don't know if you noticed, Momo, but I actually put onto two of my fingers, legs, I put on a tiny pair of pants. Today's episode of Hello from the Teeny Tavern is brought to you by Small Pants. Small Pants.
Can you believe how cute they are? Sorry, that's just what the ad copy says. Chun, before we keep going, I'm so sorry. Again, I just got to get to the bottom of this. If you were to masturbate now, how would you do that? And then okay. What would you change into?
Yes. Momo, this is a great question. So if I used one of my hands,
right.
fingers, I would turn into whichever hand, finger, that I use.
Okay. And then if you were a finger,
mm-hmm.
what would you turn into if you masturbated then?
I want to say...
Fingernail?
Maybe a fingernail. And then from there, it would be a cuticle. From there, it would be some, like a protein strand. From there, it would be amoebas. Then I would get into...
And you wouldn't give up on masturbating at this point.
Never.
You're still going down
never.
In masturbation.
I'd rather
inception.
Die. And then I'd get down to atoms, and then, of course, after atoms, if I masturbated as an atom, I would turn into one of the goddess's particles. And then if I masturbated as one of the goddess's particles, I would turn back into my full-fledged original shapeshifter badger form.
Something tells me you've made this journey before.
And, Momo, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, mm-hmm. if you masturbated right now, what would you turn into?
Who says I'm not?
Oh.
That's some of the kind of fun banter we're going to have here on Teeny Tavern.
The applause sign is really, really flickering.
Doing this hostile takeover, my third co-host is about to show up. And who's that going to be? Someone familiar, I bet.
It is I, Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trakas. The Elves know me as Fianyalak, the Dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and ne'er have I been so incredibly tiny.
Usador, you are... precious right now.
Oh, thank you.
So tiny.
I'd love to take the credit, but I have to thank these tiny pants. Tiny pants, in no way affiliated with tiny socks.
And let's make that clear. In no way.
In no way affiliated with tiny socks.
Yeah, it's entirely clear. They are two separate companies entirely.
Yeah, make sure.
Usador, my man, I gotta say, I have to ask, actually. Are you Usador all shrunk down, or are you one of the multiple variants that live inside Usador's hat?
Oh, that's a wonderful question.
I missed a couple episodes. Okay, part of the canon.
It was like 2 years ago, Mama.
the thing is that I've shrunk myself down to be this size because, Chunt, I'm a wizard capable of amazing magical feats. And one of those feats is I can be any size I wish.
Usador, did you know that Chunt is a shapeshifter?
What? Oh, right. Yes, I did know that.
Right.
It's my understanding that he can shape-shift into anything he's had sex with, except then I retroactively remember he can shape-shift into anything he wants to. I think that got retconned in my brain. I think mm-hmm. they overwrote part of my brain.
And do you know that he can masturbate-ception, which means he... You know what? I'll let you imagine what that means.
Oh, I love that noise. Can you do that again? And just 30 more times over the next 3 hours?
Usador.
Now, yes, sorry. I had a question for you before you ask me your question. Yes, I shall ponder my query first. I must know. You mentioned that Arnie took the week off?
Yeah.
So you would say when he comes back, he'll be able to say, it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
He better. Although, I think tomorrow will be 8 days, so I don't know what you say then.
No. That sort of ruins the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's been 1 week and 1 day. No, it doesn't.
Nah, it doesn't work.
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
It's Ben.
Oh, wait, here's Ben. It's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, everybody, I'm Ben. I'm the band leader.
Ben, you are so sweet and so small. What's it like being a grasshopper?
pretty nice. I mostly date other grasshoppers. Every once in a while, maybe a flea or a mosquito. But mostly grasshoppers. Was this about my sex life, or what did you ask?
Oh, no. We'll get to that. Usador.
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
First of all, thrilled to know that little versions of you live in your hat. But fun fact, and this is actually canon, do you know that Momo lived in Usador's hat for a number of years?
Yes, I do remember. I was charging you rent, I believe, at that time.
You were.
Yes.
Which is frustrating because, the sink kept breaking. And then it would be kind of hard to get a hold of you, and then it would take, several days.
Well, that sink was a manifestation of my confidence.
Oh, my gosh. This makes so much sense. Because you went through a breakup when I was up there, and everything broke.
That's right. A lot of the stuff in my hat is stuff that should be in my brain. But I just sort of offload some stuff into the hat to make it easier.
Yeah, I used to slow dance with your memories. Trippy stuff. I used to smoke a huge bowl and then slow dance with your memories.
Gotta get wild.
And Momo, we have a scene. Would you like to set up that scene? We'll cut to that.
Yeah, actually, we do have some guests coming in.
Oh, well, I simply wanted to wish you well and launch you off on this endeavor. I've shrunk down the table.
Aww.
I've made a smaller version of the table for you to use. And, of course, smaller version of Arnie's podcastual equipment.
Oh, my gosh, you're a tiny version of his pink polo. It looks like doll clothes.
Aww. Yes, yes. You have everything you need, and you no longer need Usador. Enjoy Teeny Tavern.
Usador,
I shall return.
You're backing up, Usador.
Yes.
Do you have tickets to something? Did everyone forget this is today?
I just got a thing I have to take care of. Don't sweat it.
Usador.
Yes?
What did you get tickets for? Where are you headed?
You're holding two tickets.
Two tickets.
If I'm being perfectly honest, I'm going to see Joel of the William. He's a man who plays the piano. This William Joel, I find him quite entertaining. I think he's maybe the greatest songwriter of my generation.
Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you gave all your money?
Exactly.
Jealous.
Sorry, I can't stay. I'd love to, but I just have to...
Bring us back merch.
No, I can't do that. I'm just going to be doing anything else other than this.
Don't have a heart attack. Oh, my tongue got stuck in my thumb.
Oh, God. Careful.
Used to be in a hand.
Goodbye!
Goodbye. Oh, man. Who hasn't lived in a hacky sack? A lot of us tiny...
Hey, listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain...
ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinevo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Goodbye. Oh man, who hasn't lived in a hacky sack? A lot of us tiny creatures live in hacky sacks.
I know. Well, that's something we can explore today. So many tiny things to explore. First of all, found out recently that we're pests. That's something I want to sort of get to the bottom of. One of my favorite topics to talk about with people who are teeny tiny, what can a chair be, right?
Oh, yeah.
A thimble can be a chair.
Yes.
A hacky sack can be a chair.
A chair could still be a chair, but you just might get sat on.
Yeah. Lots of stuff can be chairs.
A rock, a lily pad.
Yeah, rock, lily pad. A book can be a chair.
Yes, I really want to die on this hill of just, come on, John, what else can be a chair?
Well, we'll come back to what can be a chair as those sort of roll in. Ben, hit us with some of that sweet, sweet music.
You got it.
It's me, Ben, the band leader, and my band of mosquitoes. And one, and two, and here we go.
And Ben, let me know if this is offensive, but this is the type of dialogue I want to have on Teeny Tavern. I sometimes get grasshoppers and praying mantises confused.
Unfucking believable.
I'm so sorry. Ben, no, Ben.
Kidding.
Oh, okay.
I guess the main difference is that grasshoppers don't practice theology. We are non-religious.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going to be the whole thing about like eating your wife's head after you fuck her. What did they do? No, it doesn't matter.
I think that was just one praying mantis.
Oh, sorry.
And they haven't caught him.
Can you beep what I said? I don't think Momo's ever said that word before. Wow, the power of the pink polo is going to my head. I'm acting like a crazy person like Arnie does.
Well, Momo, if I may, I think you're part of the Pink Polo Club. Come on, mosquitoes. And what? Oh, mosquitoes are already on their break. They put away their instruments.
They're just drinking bottles of blood, like opening them like they're beer. God. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chunt, I'm thrilled to have you here with me. You are the best. I don't think Arnie appreciates you. You're the best sidekick co-host of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. You're the best guest of all time.
And is that true?
It is. Yusor's the best co-host of all time. I mean, Arnie's a great host, but he does forget that I'm a shapeshifter. But, Momo, you are the best guest, and that's big or small.
All right. I'm going to tell Flower that later tonight. Is that okay?
I mean, don't name names, baby. I didn't know you were going to hold it against me. I was trying to
compliment me.
Complimentary, and now it's become a problem.
It backfired. Well, I want to have our first guest come in here. I can't wait to interview them. Come on out, first guest. Teeny Tavern.
Hello. My name is Eric. I'm a goldfish. And I'm so happy to be here today. I had to ask my uncle to cast a spell on me so I could breathe out of water.
Yeah, you have a sort of like a helmet of water around your head, Eric.
Yeah, my uncle, Jacob, knows how to cast a water helmet spell.
I don't know if you need a spell for that. It's more of just turning up fishbowl upside down and putting it
on
your head. But, nothing. Eric, so nice to meet you. I'm Chunt.
Well, yeah, it's just water, though. It's just water that's not falling down. There's no container. It's just water. That's pretty impressive, right?
Very impressive.
Chunt, it's a pleasure to meet you. Momo, it's a pleasure to be on the show. I'm a huge fan. First-time caller.
Oh, my gosh. Eric, I can't believe I already have a fan. Eric, I have, like, a bajillion questions.
Sure.
I don't know why I'm starting with offensive stereotypes every time I've talked to everyone on the show. I think it's sort of a panic response.
Well, you are doing a smaller version of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yes, and that's sort of what Arnie does. If everyone listens back carefully, that's what he starts with. How's your memory?
I'm sorry?
Do you ever fuck someone and then forget 3 seconds later?
That's a rude stereotype. But yes, absolutely. I do it all the time. I'm so excited to be here. Big fan, first time caller.
Oh my god.
Hey, Chunt, can I talk to you for a second over here? For a second?
Yes, of course. Should I get under the desk or should I?
Crawl over here. How do we take advantage of this in a funny way? How do we sort of spin this interview where it's funny?
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so we know, based on the one time it happened, we know that he's probably going to keep repeating himself every 10 seconds or so, 10 to 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes, glad to be here. First time caller.
Yes, I'm your wife.
What?
Yes, I'm your wife, and we've been married 20 years.
Wait a minute. No. Let me look at all my tattoos.
No time for that.
No.
Your wife, and she's dying.
You're dying? Okay, how can I help you?
Dark Leon, Chunt. I love where your head's at.
Oh my God, Momo, I've always loved you, and I'm so sorry that I forgot. I get all these tattoos to help me remember things.
I feel bad. He feels bad. I thought he would be excited.
I am excited, but you're dying, and I'm so sad that I wasn't here for you.
I just remembered that this is a rough draft. He's going to forget in 5 seconds. We get to perfect this.
That's okay. If you're dying, I'm just glad to be here because I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, here we go. Hello, Eric. You
Hello. Are Something married to me.
Oh, Chunt.
I'm your wife.
Chunt, you're my wife? Oh, I should have known. Oh, I should have gotten that tattooed on my fin here. See, I've got all these tattoos to help me remember things.
That's true.
Oh.
That's okay. He's not going to remember that I sneezed.
Holy
goddesses, Mumbo, bless you.
You flew like 20 feet in the air.
And somehow landed right back in this hole.
Forgot to tell you guys, my sneezes also have human strength. So I get blown back in a way that is alarming to watch.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, I guess if I'm going to be a guest here today, you could ask me about... I'm a mathematician by trade. I'm doing a lot of kind of intense math that's trying to uncover the nature of the universe. It's really almost like philosophy when you think about it, the type of math I do.
Oh, that's why we'll never get to the bottom of things. It's a bunch of goldfish that forget the genius of their work. It's quite tragic.
Well, I'm so glad to be here today. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the math I do. I've been working on my multiplication tables. I think I'm up to 9 times 5.
Whoa, wait, was that a reset or was that a continuation? Because if that was a reset, he forgot to say first-time caller.
First-time caller? Why would I say that?
Chunt, he's stuck in the loop where you're his wife and I sneezed. That's not the one I wanted him to get stuck in. Oh, my God.
Oh, Momo.
Here, let me do a quick tattoo here.
We should have kicked the wheels a bit before we assumed he would constantly reset. We did it after one.
It's a ring and a badger hand, so I guess I'm married to a badger hand. I hope I'll understand that.
Oh, my God. We should have kicked the wheels.
He did a thing one time, and we're like, that's a pattern that'll happen nonstop for the rest of our lives, but it just happened, like 2 or 3 times. Oh, fuck. Oh, gosh.
Are you guys good at martial arts? Do you want to fight me? You want to do karate?
Whoa, what a twist for Eric. Was expecting this.
I'm a big karate guy. I could do a lot of karate if you want to. Let's do a karate fight.
Eric, it makes sense that you have all these skills. Chunt would love to fight you, right, Chunt?
I guess let me take off my tiny pants here. Today's episode brought to you by Tiny Pants.
Oh, I love tiny pants.
Not affiliated with tiny socks.
Get that through your fucking heads.
Fuck you guys. If they're not affiliated, they're not the same.
I can't believe they put that in the copy.
Okay, and let me put on my tiny gi. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, why are you kicking me for? Why are you trying to kick me? Stop trying to kick me.
Reset.
Oh, no.
Why are you trying to kick me?
Hi, Eric. I'm your wife, and Chunt's trying to kick you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already married to a hand.
Ah!
I have it tattooed right here on my fin.
Ah, this is a mess.
Are you the hand I'm married to?
No.
Why are you trying to kick me? I went out of this relationship.
No, I'm a hand. I was trying to wave and say hiya.
Hi. Well, have I told you about the math I do? I'm up to long division.
Mm.
Whoa, that's crazy. He was just on multiplication. That's a huge leap in such a short amount. This is a mess. And gaslighting has never felt so bad. It normally feels so good to do. I love gaslighting.
It can't be very, it gives you a little power trip, I suppose.
Yeah. Hi, Eric. You're married to a hand, and I've never sneezed. Not once.
Oh, you've never sneezed. You should. It's like 1,000 orgasms, but out of your face.
What the fuck?
Eric.
I gotta turn it
off. No, sorry. Eric is cooler than I thought.
I was talking to Ben before the show, and that's what he said.
So you remember Ben?
Yeah, of course I remember all sorts of things. I remember addition. I remember karate. Hey, you guys want to do some karate? Let's do some karate.
This is a trap.
Mama, why don't you do some karate?
Momo's putting on her full gear.
Oh, that's such a cute little gi. Did you get that from Tiny Pants?
Yes. It's technically a paper doll outfit, so it really can only clasp onto my front, and it could fall off at any moment. There is no butt.
You know, I don't like to admit this, but sometimes my memory isn't the best.
No.
Is tiny... No, 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 no.
Is Tiny Sox affiliated with Tiny Pants?
No!
What the fuck?
No!
I can't remember. I couldn't remember.
You're gonna get me sued, Eric.
Hi-ya! Why are you trying to kick me?
It's time for Eric to go, I think.
Okay.
Eric, you can join our studio audience.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Bye. I'll just sit over here.
And Eric, we might need you back if we've come up with an idea of how to fix this.
Great. Happy to be here. First time caller.
Oh!
Oh, Momo, can I tell you something I noticed?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe after the second time he kind of reset, he stopped saying I'm a big fan. He used to say I'm a big fan, first time caller.
Why
and then
did
he stopped
saying that out to me in the middle of my first show.
Well, I'm
this
just trying
is
to...
not we're not 4 years in. I can't be teased about this yet. This is high stakes.
Well, I was going to say, I thought this might be a good opportunity for merch, where it could be like, hello from the Teeny Tavern, I'm a small fan.
Okay.
Mull it over.
So you think this is going good enough to have merch?
I mean, I think so, but I'm also one of the hosts of Hello from the Magic Tavern, so...
Oh my goddesses, that hand is my wife!
That could be any hand. That could be any hand.
We've really trapped Eric in a horrible time loop where he's going to keep realizing... You know, that's fine.
Momo, did you want to do your funny headlines? Oh, what?
I just realized you are one of the hosts of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm using you a little bit as a security blanket.
Yeah.
What if for this next guest, you sat in the studio audience and you let me go this alone?
Oh. Hey, Momo. The minute I said he stopped saying you're a big fan, I absolutely expected some sort of retribution, so this makes sense.
No, this isn't revenge. Hold your wrist really tight. This isn't a punishment or any sort of revenge. Your wrist is your neck. Yes, I hold your wrist really tight.
Wait, my thumb is my head, my wrist is my neck. Yeah, yep.
Your ass is your palm. No, that doesn't make sense.
And my lifeline's my dick?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the audience. Hey, good luck. Good luck, Momo. Good luck. Do you mind if I sit here, Mr. Goldfish?
That's fine with me. Do you want to do some karate?
No, thank you.
Wow. Ben, don't you think this pilot episode, the maiden voyage of Hello from the Teeny Tavern's going pretty good?
I think it's going excellent. And just like any maiden voyage, if you look in the top drawer of your desk, I have provided you with a tiny, teeny bottle of champagne to smash over the masthead.
Oh, no.
Is there a tiny doctor in the house? Is there a tiny doctor in the house?
Is there a tiny doctor in the house? Momo has cracked open her skull.
I'm a tiny doctor.
Oh, let him through. Let him through.
Excuse me. I'm a tiny doctor. I'd love to help you out. Anyway,
wait, you sound familiar.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a grasshopper, and I had a son who ran away from home.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. My dad left when I ran away from home when I was young. But anyway, please, attend to
Mama. Whoa, what does that mean? That is a crazy origin story.
It's just a coincidence. I left my family so I could go become a doctor. It was my lifelong dream. And just thought I'd, finally live it out.
Oh, that's funny. My dad was a tiny doctor, or wanted to be a tiny doctor, and I wanted to be a tiny dancer. So I ran away from home when he left.
A dancer for money?
A tiny dancer for money. You can leave your hat on.
All right. Well, let me see that arm.
Forget my skull bursting open. We need you for something else, sir. A DNA test. Can I hear from a studio audience? Can you all say DNA test?
DNA test.
Didn't realize that Momo's show would turn into this kind of show this quickly. Knew it was going to happen. Didn't know how fast. I think that you might be Ben's father, sir.
You think I might be Ben's father? Well, okay. Well, I'd be happy to be reunited with my family, so I'll gladly take a DNA test. Luckily, as a doctor, I always carry one with me.
All right. Well, let's get to it. DNA. 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 DNA.
I assure you don't want me to look at your wound.
No way, pal. I'd rather reunite a family together after the craziest miscommunication and events.
While I'm taking this DNA test, while I survey your wound from a distance, just because I'm afraid the blood loss is going to cause you to pass out,
I'm okay.
Don't worry, Tiny Doctor. I know that Momo, this is canon, has as much blood as a human does.
Oh, well, that's a lot of blood to fit inside a little mouse.
Thank you.
Seems medically impossible. I'm very, very curious. Maybe I'll write a paper about it.
Where does she put it?
I keep some of it in my mouth. That's the secret.
Okay, Ben, just let me swab the inside of your proboscis, I guess.
Whoa, buy me dinner first. Wait, that's just my mouth. Never mind.
Yeah, it's just your mouth. Okay. Well, it looks like the line's blue, which means one of us is pregnant.
Whoa! Whoa! Ratings are going through the roof.
I don't want to bury the lead. I am definitely your father, but definitely one of us is also pregnant.
Hi, welcome back to Teeny Tavern. A sometimes released podcast from the Magical Land of Foom.
Oh, Momo, you are Foom. Really... Ooh.
You said it wrong. It's the Magical Lamb of Foom. Lamb of Foom.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Your host, Tiny Momo the Mouse, with mouse strength that is actually the kind of a human. And if you ever listen to the show, there's everything you need to know. 10 years ago, Arnie...
Excuse me.
Parrot? Knee camp?
Excuse
oh, some
me.
Of the champagne's mixing with the blood. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but my name is Roger. I'm a bumblebee bat, the smallest bat in the world.
Brag.
And I've come as a representative of Tiny Pants.
Oh my God. We're actually going to take a quick time out on recording, so everybody just sort of talk amongst yourselves. Ben, maybe take a smoke break. Just give me one second.
You want to catch up for a minute, Ben?
Yeah, let's go over.
Let's go over here. Okay.
Yes, well, it's come to our attention, though, even though this episode hasn't been released yet, that you've been talking about our hated competitors, Tiny Socks.
We have been only mentioning that they are not affiliated with you at all. We know what happened with you and your brother. You guys started a company, Tiny Pants, Tiny Socks. Huge falling out. Now you're completely different companies, and lawsuit after lawsuit, you're not affiliated.
I would tell you what, if I ever see my brother again, it most assuredly would be the most heinous battle you've ever seen between two tiny bumblebee bats. That's sort of ratings gold, but you're not going to get it here from me today. I'll
Why?
Because
where
way.
Is he?
What's that?
Maybe you stick around.
I couldn't possibly care where he is. You think I should stick around, though? Can I sit in the audience and watch?
Hey, Delilah. Sorry, she's my producer. Delilah, can you come over here for 1 second?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so do we have any idea where the brother that owns Tiny Socks may be?
Okay. Takes out a normal-sized clipboard.
Whoa!
What the hell's going on here? Why is that here? Well, get that out of here.
Checking the seating chart here. Looks like, row 7, we got a bat, just normal bat. Row 5, we got a bee, a normal bee. Row 1... We have a bat bee, but it's not a bumble bat. Yeah, I don't see anybody here that would fit that description.
Can you send someone out, maybe a carrier pigeon, to sort of find and bring that brother here? Because if they fought on my show, I mean, then that would really show the Magic Tavern guys that I'm of value, right? After 10 years, they'd finally take me seriously.
Oh, yeah. The Nolson ratings would be through the roof.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Delilah.
Thank you.
We'll get drinks after this.
You're crushing it.
Thank you. Oh, God. I love her. I went to school with her. Then I hired her. That's for a different day. We can go into that later. All right. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. School with her. Then I hired her. That's for a different day. We can go into that later. All right. What were we saying? Oh, yes.
Where did you want me to sit? Where should I?
Oh, front row, sir.
Yes,
you're an honored, treasured bat. And what kind of bat are you again?
I'm a bumblebee bat.
And where do you live? What, like a cave or?
Oh, you wish I lived in a cave.
Guess I do.
Oh, you wish that I lived in a cave, but I live in.
That's okay. Maybe give you time to figure it out.
A hacky sack.
Oh, yeah. Limestone caves.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Well, good thing we gave him time to sort of look that up. All right. So, turns out you are the father. I guess you guys have been talking for the last couple of minutes and have already processed this.
Yeah, sorry. We just took out our IDs and it turns out same last name.
Yeah.
Same address from 20 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my ID updated. I keep meaning to go in and do it, and I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
All right, neither of you are crying, and you're sort of talking about the logistics of updating an ID. That's not really great television.
I'm pretty relieved to know where my son is now, and the rest of my family.
Right, that's not really great content, though.
Yeah, and we're not really religious, so if we were religious, we might be hemming and hawing and crying and praying, but we're not really, that's praying mantises are religious, but grasshoppers, you know, we don't really practice.
Very pragmatic, right?
Very pragmatic, just sort of.
Yeah, and praying mantises getting some crazy sex stuff, like biting each other's heads off and fighting.
That was one
like
guy. That was one guy.
I should have hired a praying mantis. Sort of been made for good content. And so you guys are just sort of reunited and that's that?
I think so. Oh, and it turned out I tested positive for being pregnant because one of the mosquitoes I ate out was pregnant.
Okay, now that's something. That's certainly something.
Woo, 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 woo. Now the audience is confused as to whether to woo or not.
Woo, woo, woo. I thought that you were eating her out again. That's what that noise was. Woo, woo.
Actually, we have a clip of me eating her out if we want to hear it. We have some audio. You want to play that clip?
Yeah, let's run that clip.
Ooh, ooh. Momo hated that. Whoa, Momo hated that. Oh, Magic Tavern guys are right. I'm such a loser and I'll never amount to anything.
No, hey, no one ever says that.
I don't remember any of them saying that, but I'm sure they would. It sounds like them.
No, Momo, you're fantastic.
I don't think any of them would have a reason to say that. If they didn't respect you, I mean, they'd probably be going to a William of Joel concert right now.
They are. That is exactly what Usador's doing.
Well, if they didn't like you, why would they leave you this gift for your first episode?
What? Aww.
Undoes the bow, rips off the paper.
Wait, why are you opening my present for me? That's the best part.
Yeah, let her open the present, son.
What the heck? My God. She's calling him son already.
It's because he didn't have a father figure.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
And save it and spin it.
It's Mayor Manunu.
Yes, they gave me the corpse of my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I was told it was a different banana.
That's so kind of them. Wow, I really needed that.
You could make a banana bread husband.
Yeah, I can. That's so sweet. Oh, they do believe in me. All right, I got a pep in my step. I'm feeling a second wind. I'm ready to get back in there. Eric, how you doing, buddy? What do you remember?
Oh, I'm just a huge fan. I'm so glad to be here. And first-time caller.
Chad, we were right. He totally reset. That's the best news.
Should I come up?
No, Chad, I got it. Delilah, any word on the tiny socks guy?
Babe, we got him. We got him. He's here. He's backstage. He's ready when you are.
Thank you for finally stopped covering up your accent. Before you were downplaying it, and now you really went for the accent I wanted you to do from the jump.
Oh, thank goddesses. Thank goddesses.
Yes. And again, you and I have rich, colorful backstory. We went to school together.
Best friends. You got me this job, but I still earned it.
You still earned it. We went on vacation once. Got into a huge fight.
Gosh.
Didn't talk for 2 years.
You fell in a volcano. I thought you were dead. I moved on. New best friend. 8 years later, who shows up at my door? Momo.
Me, but we don't have time, Delilah. We don't have time
today to
go into that.
Episode 10.
Sorry to interrupt again, but...
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say how much I'm loving the show, and I regret coming in and interrupting before, even though I'm interrupting again. I just want you to know that as long as you want, Tiny Pants will be a sponsor of Hello from the Teeny Tavern.
Speaking of things that are tiny... Let's welcome out to the stage your brother!
What?
Why would you do this to me?
Oh, they don't know whether or not to woo.
Hello, Roger. Ah, hello, Timothy. Well, I suppose it is time that we battle to the death. Yes, I think we shall finally do this thing. I hate you, and I shall sail Tiny Socks, even if it is the last thing I do. And I shall sail tiny pants that shall cover those tiny socks, making them almost pointless. How I've hated you. How I've hated you for covering my socks all these years. Ah! Ah! Fight,
Wait. I can't push between the two of you, and I can't. It's very easy because I got human strength. I'm so strong.
So strong.
I'm sorry. You guys, this is not what Teeny Tavern is all about. I started this in protest for the way that tiny things were being treated around this place. People were hitting us with flip-flops and setting traps for us and squishing us with their feet and then going, ew, 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 ew.
They're tousling our hair.
Yeah. Or whatever Chunt's got going on with masturbation.
Or pulling off our legs.
Yes, or pulling off our legs.
Or not respecting us unless we're wearing cute pants.
Exactly. We tiny people in the world, we're not treated so fair most of the time. And what happens if we're infighting? We're making it easier for the big guys to pick on us. That's not what being teeny is all about. Being teeny is for sticking up for what's right, despite how small you feel.
Woo! Say it again! Yeah, I agree!
I don't remember what I just said, so I can't say it again.
She's a goldfish!
But what I can do is promise each and every tiny creature in this world that I'll protect you, and I won't exploit your pain for content. I'm sorry, Grasshopper family, for doing that. I'm sorry, brothers, who were kind enough to sponsor the show.
It is all right.
I'll be better moving forward.
No, I thank you. I have just devoured my brother Timothy. And now I run both tiny pants and tiny socks. Everything is coming up. Roger!
Right, well, I can't undo the pain that just caused. And Roger seems pretty okay, so.
Hey, Momo, Chunt here. You're doing
Chunt, you're a fingernail. What were you doing in my audience, Chunt?
Watching within... I don't know. I was a fingernail the whole show, I think.
Oh, that sounds right, I guess.
Listen, you got a lot of blood streaming into your mouth, which I think is good
because
it's you keep refilling yourself, so you'll never... It's like an infinity machine.
Oh, it's like the thing from Dune.
Oh, like the sand dunes out back?
Yeah, like the sand dunes out back.
Yeah,
Please! Don't talk about sand dunes.
Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry.
I thought that was a vampire for a second.
No, it's just me. Look, I'm almost out of water and I gotta go back to the river where I live.
Eric.
My magic helmet's almost gone and you were talking about sand dunes and I got so scared.
Well, it's so nice that you, as such a huge fan, showed up here today. We want to apologize. You're not married to either of us. I was trying to make good content, and I manipulated a very sweet soul.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm going to get a tattoo here that says, Best Friends Forever, Chunt and Momo and Eric, and I'm sure I'll be around all the time.
That's very sweet, Eric. We'll see how you do numbers-wise, and we'll get back to you.
Oh, big fan. First-time caller.
Oh, sweet Eric.
Aw. I'm glad to hear Small Fan really caught on.
Chunt, you do need to take me to a doctor of some kind.
Momo, absolutely. You crushed it. I think we're coming to the close of the first episode. You
were
amazing. I know you're about to collapse. We're going to get you all stitched up. But I think you said, when you handed me the sort of show notes for today's episode, you said you wanted to end with a top 50 list at the desk. So
I did your top
50 list and then...
Chunt, show business is hard.
That's what Arnie always says.
All right, I'll start with my top 50 list. And as always, I'm going to end Hello from the Teeny Tavern with my classic top 50 list. This week's list is what's cute when it's small. Number 50, a baby. Number 49, Little, those little things of Vaseline.
That was pretty nice. Baby.
Number 48.
I'm back from the concert.
Oh, Usador, how was William Joel?
William
Did
of
he
Joel.
Play the hits?
No, he decided to take me on. He was like, so you think you're such a big shot, do ya?
And did you?
Did he call you an uptown girl?
I killed him.
Oh, no! Who's gonna write songs where they go, in the middle of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teeny Tavern. Hello from the Teeny Tavern. I got a hand injury. We knew this is how this was gonna end. And we'll see you next time, where I will stop looking for the approval of men.
Chunt, Chunt, the one thing I said was don't let her bleed out.
I know, it just happened so fast.
If you love that, there is even more Teeny Tavern behind the paywall. But first, Momo the Mouse was played by Erin Keith. You can listen to Erin on Hey Riddle Riddle wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also hear her in the Pixar TV series Win or Lose. Chump the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. This episode was produced by Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode was edited by Red Keener. Logo by Allard Laban. Theme by Andy Poland. Become a patron and support the show for just $5 a month. Soon you'll hear all about Momo's roommates, who are literal buttons, and her new beau, a hot dog. Why don't they make Peabody Awards for podcasts? Oh, they do? Well, then why? Oh, well, never mind. Hey, but maybe things will turn around if we keep that content machine up and running, right? If you've ever considered becoming a patron, now is the time. You get some sweet benefits, including 2 new bonus episodes each month, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, access to the Magic Tavern Discord, early access to live shows, the full back catalog of bonus content, and ad-free versions of the main show. That time they got more sort of conspiratorial every time. And the incredible feeling of supporting an independently produced production like this one. That one comes free. Learn more at patreon.com/magictavern, and until next time, keep it tiny, my babies.